Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. One of the other benefits of them, obviously, besides the fact that you can, you know, kind of create this chimney effect, you can get rid of all these chemicals kind of that are in your home and the humidity. So I would imagine that's obviously a component of having a healthier home is having operable skylight in the home.
Absolutely. And in order to use the chimney effect, you have to actually think about it. For example, let's say here in Wisconsin, you have it's late August, September, you got relatively hot days, but you're getting cooler evenings. And that's the perfect time to use the chimney effect for HVAC reasons, for moving cool air in and out to reduce your dependency on air conditioning. But you have to think about it. Okay, tomorrow's going to be hot. Tonight's going to be cool. I need to open up my windows, draw that air in through the chimney effect. In the morning, I'll shut it down. The house retains that cool air. And then, but you have to think about that.
Sure. Yeah, you do want to leave it open constantly because then you're not really getting the benefit of it.
Correct. So
gotcha.
We have to take that thinking out of it. And we now have artificial intelligence and we have a system called, it's called our Velux Active system. And it's an indoor climate control system that okay. Basically one of our newer products out there. And you've actually had these in some of your models in the past, but it's our solar powered fresh air skylight.
Yes. Yeah. Those are awesome, by the way, just amazing technology in those. So explain to the listeners what that is.
So a venting skylight, you can get venting skylights. Originally, a venting skylight came manual. Well, here in the United States, most skylights are in an out of reach application. You can't get your hands on them. So you would have to open a venting skylight, unlike in Europe where you can get your hands on, open them up or crank it.
Yeah, from your dormer or whatever. Yeah, but here you're going way up in the ceiling, right?
You're going way up in the ceiling. As you know, you have to buy our control rod. It's a manual rod. You got to put this hook on, this rod hook onto a hook that's on the manual skylight. And it's a pain in the butt to do. But typically what happens is people just get frustrated with it. Most agile person can't even do that. They get frustrated with it. They either snap it over their knee or it just disappears. And their venting skylight becomes a really expensive fixed skylight at that point. So we rolled out years ago with electric skylights. The only problem with electric skylights is if by chance an electric skylight came with the motor and wiring and everything to do it was expensive. You had to get an electrician in to power it up. And if it had we have a rain sensor on it. Well, if a storm came along, typically thunder and lightning knocked out the power.
Now you can't close your skylight.
The house, and which would knock out the rain sensor and you can't close the skylight and rain would come in. So in Germany, Velux Germany, for about the last over 15 years, we've had a solar powered roof window and it worked very well. So about 5 years ago, we rolled out what's called our solar powered fresh air skylight. And it comes with a full photovoltaic shelf on the outside, sits on the outside of the skylight on the sill, which has a rain sensor built into that. And that photovoltaic cell draws ambient light. The new photovoltaic doesn't need direct beam anymore. It draws off of ambient light, infrared.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So sitting on a roof here facing north on a cloudy, rainy day, it's charging the rechargeable battery that's housed with the motor that operates the skylight. And they found out here in Wisconsin, they used me as a guinea pig when they first rolled it out in my home here in Wauwatosa. We found that it actually charges through with 6 inches of snow sitting on top of it.
Really? Wow, that's amazing. That's a great piece of technology. And it makes it almost, it makes it sort of homeowner proof too, right? So, it charges up, you can run it wherever. And talk about the rain sensor thing, because I think that's always a really cool thing with your product as well. So you've got an operating skylight and then there's a sensor on it. And what happens when it rains and it's open?
It shuts the skylight down. or if the skylight is closed and it's raining and for some reason you hit a button and, you know, the open up, because you can control the skylights now off of your phone on an app.
Okay.
And that's ran through the Velux Active system, but it'll shut the skylights down when it's raining. It won't allow you to reopen them. It doesn't reopen in itself, but it won't allow you to reopen it till after it stops hearing, because it's acoustic rain sensor. It's not a moisture rain sensor.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. On our electric skylights, which it's actual powered. We run power to that rain sensor. So we can have a powered rain sensor, which is draw off the battery. So we switch to an acoustic rain sensor. So it hears moisture. It hears rain.
That's really cool. I didn't even realize that. See, we're learning all sorts of cool stuff here on the podcast. So you kind of touched on this a little bit. You know, obviously smart home technology is getting more popular. And, you know, obviously you guys have had for a while kind of that nice electronic control that you can use for the electric skylights to open and close them, and you could program them. So just tell me a little bit about some of the electronic features that are available. And then obviously go a little deeper into the smart home app and how you can work it with your phone now.
Okay. So what we have electronically now, we have and still have and had and still have electric skylights, but eventually they'll go to the wayside. But now we have our solar powered fresh air skylights. And then we also have our solar powered blinds. Blinds are incredibly important to the skylights or any kind of fenestration opening windows. And for four reasons, decoration, light control, privacy, privacy big time with skylights, especially if they're in a bathroom. But more importantly, our blinds add a thermal performance to the skylight.
Okay.
So when they're...
That's awesome. So, and you don't have to necessarily add blinds into your skylights. That's obviously something, if you choose to do that, that's another add-on that you can do, correct?
Correct. Or you can get them now factory installed, where they come factory installed.
Okay. And what kind of, is it just like a metal blind, or do they have choices? Do they have like cloth or metal, or how does that work?
It is just cloth.
Okay.
Well, I take that back. We do a manual Venetian blind, but it's manual. It's not solar powered.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you want the solar powered one, then you get the cloth one.
You get a cloth. It's either double plated or single plated, like something.
Yeah. And I mean, how many people, like, I mean, you guys sell thousands of these things or even more than that. I mean, how many people have put the blinds in right away with the versus not doing it? I mean, what's the percentage on that, do you think?
It has changed. I would say it's about 50% now. 50% are ordering them with factory installed, because it comes already programmed. I mean, our skylights now, they're still a wood frame, but they come pre-finished, and they're pre-finished white. And it's not a primer. It's an actual primer with three coats of a water-based acrylic paint on it. So we warranty that for 10 years. It's mildew resistant. Paint holds up far better than stain does to UV rays and or condensation. As you know, condensation. Sure.
And it makes a lot of sense, because being up when you're up high, and then of course you get the warm air collecting up there, and then you got the cold glass when it's cold outside. So yeah, I could see how you could get condensation. So I think that makes a lot of sense to pre-paint that. And I think that makes a lot of sense. It probably cuts down a lot on the warranty calls and things like that on your skylights.
Oh, absolutely. And you're the builder were the ones who told us that. You said, look, because when we rolled out the new skylight 10 years ago, which we call the no leak skylight.
Mm-hmm. Well, like that, right? I mean, who wants to put a leaking skylight in, right?
There was that huge perception out there that skylights leak, and they don't. If they're installed right, like if anything, they don't. And the number one leak really was condensation. So
it's not really a leak. It was just, you know, the cold, the cold glass and the warm air hitting it and creating condensation. Yep.
Nature at its worst. Well, I shouldn't say there's worse things in nature than that, but inside a home, absolutely.
Okay. One thing I like about your product too is, like, you guys have one of the best setups and flashing systems and everything with these things. So, you know, when you put them in, you don't really have to worry about them. You know, I think that was a common misconception, is that don't want to put a hole in your roof because it's going to leak. That's not the case at all.
You know, David, when I first started out, and not up to too long ago, I would hear weekly from people, you know, when I stop and talk to the trade, oh, the Velux rep, you know, there's two types of skylights out there, those that leak and those that are gonna leak.
Yeah.
Or why do I want to put a hole in a perfectly good roof? Well, yep. They don't leak. We have a no leak warranty. It's 10 years. It's an installation warranty. It's outside of our warranties on our product, which are the best in the industry. It's a 10-year installation warranty. And I can tell you this, in my territory, David, I sell about 10,000 skylights a year.
Wow.
Okay. And we've had the no-leak skylight out for 10 years now, going on 11 years. And I've had really one leaky skylight.
Wow. That's a great percentage to barely even have any. So that's awesome. And I know we've used them for years. We're very happy with the product. Let's talk for a sec about the glass, because I guess that would be maybe the other argument that someone would have, is besides leaking as well. Now you got some energy efficiency concerns because you've got glass there instead of, you know, an insulated roof. But how do you treat the glass, you know, not only for UV, but also just energy efficiency? How does that work?
So for UV, they add actually coats of silver oxide, clear aluminum. So like you get low E, you hear low E squared or low E cubed, triple OE. Not only does that block out the UV rays, but it also gives the skylight a better thermal performance too. And then also it's insulating glass. So meaning two panes of glass sealed to a metal rim and then filled with argon. So you got that airspace in there. So insulating glass, they've come such a long way with glass in the last, you know, 20 years. It's simply amazing what they can do. What Velux uses is, we call it our clean, quiet, safe glass, meaning that it's self-cleaning. It's laminated glass.
You got to go back. You got me peaked on this self-cleaning glass. What's about
self-cleaning glass?
I got to hear more.
So glass, if you put glass underneath a microscope, it's pretty bumpy. I mean, there's a lot of crevices and cracks and stuff like that. So if you didn't put any kind of treatment on that, which they didn't for quite some time, it would fill in those cracks. The dirt would fill into that.
Sure. Okay. That makes sense.
It'd be a bear to clean. It would scratch. So what they do is, they put two coats of chemicals on it. It's a super remix. So what one chemical does is it fills in those holes and cracks. Okay.
Sure. That makes sense.
Fills in those grooves and cracks, fills it in and makes glass smoother. And then the other one actually engages when sun hits it. And then that chemical, once sun hits it, it engages and it breaks down the dirt on it. So when it rains, it flushes the dirt away far than what it would before. So that's the cleaning part of it. The quiet part of it, clean, quiet, safe glass. The quiet part of it is we use laminated glass to the inside pane, a car windshield. So when, when it breaks, so all glass.
Yeah, it's got safety glass on it, so it won't shatter and all over your floor or anything.
Correct.
It'll spider web basically, right?
And stay up there because it's got a film. So it stays up there. So, but that gives an excellent sound insulating value to the glass. And then safe because laminated, it stays up there. People are able to give a warranty, an actual hail warranty to the glass. It doesn't break.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, I never realized, I mean, I know there's a lot of technology in skylights, but when you start to break it down by parts and pieces, you know, the flashing system and the way you treat the glass and then the blinds and electronics, and there's a ton of technology in skylights that I don't think people realize.
It's amazing. It is. I mean, when I first started with Velux 24 years ago, we had three types of skylights, two roof windows and two types of blinds. And now we have over 100 products out there that we can sell.
Wow. That's amazing. And obviously you guys are the leader in the industry with regards to skylights. That's, you know, the name for skylights. I don't think I could ever even put in anything but a Velux skylight in the house. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I mean, we've used them before. They're great products and, you know, obviously lots of benefits there. So is there anything else that maybe just to close up, let's talk about sun tunnels for a second, because we didn't really dive into that too much. Just explain real briefly how they work and why someone would want to put a sun tunnel in.
Okay. A sun tunnel, as David said, a sun tunnel is a VWUX's, the generic name for this product is tubular daylighting devices.
Yeah, that's not, not good for the marketing people, though.
No, it's not. And it's a little risque of some verbiage there. But anyway, ours is called a sun tunnel. There are many manufacturers out there that make tubular daylighting devices, TDDs, we'll call them that.
Okay.
and some companies out there make excellent product. If you have it installed, it's installed right. It's you'll be very happy with it. But a sun tunnel or a tubular daylighting device, a TDD, let's go to that again, is a different type of daylight than what a conventional skylight is. A conventional skylight is a window on a roof and it brings in true daylight. Whereas a sun tunnel brings in reflected light. It's called spectral reflection. I'm trying to think. Unlike a mirror, where you walk up on a mirror and you're face to face with it, you see your reflection, your complete reflection.
Correct.
Spectral reflection works on actual angle. So walk up on a mountain lake and you're standing back and you see the complete reflection of the mountains and the lake, but you walk up on top of it, it disappears. So okay. It works on actual reflections. So every time it reflects on the metal inside the tube, a highly reflective tube, okay? Every time it reflects, it typically loses about 2% light, okay?
Okay.
So the longer the
tunnel, the less light you'll get through it.
Less light. But we've had people go 30 feet with these things.
Sure. Okay.
And get light in. But they are excellent for small spaces that don't have vertical windows in it. Interior bathrooms, walk-in closets, because you can get a light kit with them. So you're killing two birds with one stone. During the day, it's your natural light. At night, it's your artificial light. And manufacturers come up with lenses that look like a architectural, you know, the ceiling lenses look like an architectural artificial lens up there. So walk-in closets, mudrooms, hallways.
Yeah, it's perfect for those small spaces or those places where you can't get an actual window to fit in anywhere, like those middle rooms of the house, right?
Exactly. And you got a bunch of roof lines up above and a conventional skylight can't go in because the light shaft's a little tricky.
I'll tell you a true story, and this is always a funny story, but we put a sun tunnel in one of our parade models, and I remember going in the bathroom. It was like one of those middle bathrooms in the house where there's no windows. And I go in there, I'm trying to hit the wall switch to turn the light off. I'm like, why isn't the light going off? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a sun tunnel there. Because they look like just really big recessed can lighting.
That's exactly what they are. The 10-inch, 14-inch in diameter. Yeah.
And I remember going in there and I'm like, oh shoot, we put that in there. And then, you know, we'd have people show the house and I'm like, why isn't the light turned off in the bathroom? And it's like, oh, it's a sun tunnel. It's actually natural light. And they're like, oh, wow.
How does that work? I had a customer tell me he put one in for his mother, who lived on the south side of Milwaukee on a corner lot, and she never had to turn on the lights at nighttime because the street light would light up the bathroom through her sun tunnel.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or you get those bright moon, you know, full moons and stuff. It's pretty bright in there then.
Yeah, absolutely. And they got their places. I mean,
yep.
So.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Paul, for getting us all up to speed here. Again, I think, learned a lot of stuff about all the technology and all the different things that are available with Skylight. So if someone wanted to learn a little bit more about your product, where would you send them?
I would send them if on the website. They can go to two locations, VLuxUSA.com. There they'll find all of our product and everything. And another great location is called YSkylights1word.com. And you'll learn everything about not only the product, but about daylighting and natural ventilation, of course, very important these days, especially with what's going on. And, you know, right now in the past year, moving that air in and out, Skylight's doing a great job.
Another added benefit of it. Yeah, I wouldn't even think of that, but with the pandemic, you want to keep the air fresh and clean in your house. And what better way to do that than using a ventilating skylight?
Yep, absolutely. And they can check into our VLux Active system too. I have it on my own home in Tulsa. and have been able to reduce my air conditioning costs considerably just by letting it, due to thinking of opening, closing my solar skylights and solar blinds. It's an excellent system. And it's ran off your phone too.
Yep. And everybody's using smartphones these days. So that makes a lot of sense. And you can kind of watch it and keep track of it. So I love that technology. And again, I'll put the websites for VLUX in the show notes. So if anyone wants to go on and look at that, you can go right to the link there and click to get to the website. So once again, thank you to Paul Braun from VLUX. Thanks for joining the podcast today.
David, I appreciate it very much. And it was a pleasure talking with you, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Paul.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.